You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is up, Packers fans? Welcome to another edition of For Cheddar or Worst, Acme Packing Company's podcast covering the good, bad, and everything in between about the Green Bay Packers. I am your co-host, Chris Burke, joined alongside our social media guru, Lindsay Hansen. Lindsay, how are you on this evening?
Hey, Chris. I'm doing pretty good. I think last night was a lot better than anyone anywhere thought that it would be. So I don't know. I don't know how we managed to score 33 points considering our defense, but we'll get into that here in a little bit. And of course, Rodgers, you know, he was in a lot of pain in the second half. And obviously, as we all know, he was removed and thought to have an oblique injury, which is never good to see, but you could see the physical, it was visible how much pain he was in. And, you know, he's been playing with a broken thumb, and now this. So yeah, it's a bit of a, it was hard to watch. It's always hard to watch when people get injured, especially, you know, when they have to leave the game.
Yeah, and it sounds like it might be actually more of a rib injury now. I'm sure we'll get more information when he makes his little appearance on Pat McAfee on Tuesday. We're recording this Monday night, so I'm sure we'll have some more information in the next 24 hours. But yeah, didn't expect much out of this game. The defense couldn't stop an old person, let alone an NFL offense. So that, you know, a little disappointing there, but I mean, at least we got to see a hint, you know, a little appetizer, if you will, about the future of what the offense could look like. We'll talk more about Jordan Love going a little later on. But starting ahead, let's get right into the bad. The defense giving up the most yards I think the Packers have given up. I think it says it's 1977. Those are the records you don't want to break. 45 years. Most yards you've given up, you know, and I remember the Colin Kaepernick game, just not a very good performance for Joe Barry's group, especially when Jalen Hurts has over 100 yards rushing in the first quarter as a quarterback. That should be this game should be the final nail in the coffin of Joe Barry's tenure as the Green Bay defensive coordinator. Matt LaFleur said he's not changing coordinators in season, but I think the writing's got to be on the wall now, right?
Yeah, I mean, literally 363 rushing yards allowed. I don't even know if there are words to explain how horrendous that is. And also, how in the world was the score 33-40? I mean, that doesn't make any sense, considering that stat. I mean, LaFleur definitely, you know, he was asked about it. He was asked about Barry, because we're all thinking the same thing. And he said, quote, "We're not going to go down that road. If I thought there was an issue there, then I would certainly make the change. We work as a staff and collectively we're all in this sucker together." End quote. To that I say, oh boy. I truly have no other words. I don't know what else to say at this point. It was beyond anything it was bad. It was bad.
Yeah, you know, and I think this draws into question too a little bit on, you know, I waxed poetic a little bit, or I asked on Twitter, you know, you know, wondering out loud, you know, Matt LaFleur, you know, in regards to the quarterback position, does he have what it takes? You know, is Aaron, you know, how did I word that? Now I can't even remember. It's been a long 24 hours. You know, I said with, you know, when the word came out about Aaron Rodgers' thumb, you know, before he got hurt again, you know, is it either Jordan Love is very bad and Green Bay knows it? Again, this is before the game, mind you. Or Matt LaFleur has no stones to stand up to his quarterback and shut him down. Could be a little bit of both. I think a lack of courage is definitely something on Matt LaFleur. Is definitely, I think, worthy of being asked at this point. The players, the frustration you can sense is growing amongst the players on defense. The results haven't been there. I mean, I get he's a friend of yours, but this is a business. The buck stops with you. Suck it up. Be a man and fire him now. There's no other way to get around it. And this is definitely something I think we need to keep an eye on Matt LaFleur going forward is, does he have fortitude to be an NFL head coach? You know, he's great and all hunky dory when things are going well, but when things go bad, I'm going to flat out say it. Is he tough enough to be an NFL head coach? I'm calling him out right now. So we'll have to wait and see how that happens. I hope he doesn't make the same mistake Mike McCarthy did and hangs onto a defensive coordinator. I mean, I see no reason why Joe Barry would be back next year, but I don't know. I'm concerned now that LaFleur is going to hang with him. I really am. I mean, I see no reason why there should be, but you know, I guess we can't really rule it out. I hope he's not that stupid, but yeah, it's having the courage to do what's necessary is one of the top is one of the qualities you got to have as an NFL head coach. And let's see if Matt LaFleur can do it. I realize it's not going to look good on him. You know, next year going into year five, going on three defensive coordinators in 5 years. It would be Mike Pettine, obviously, Joe Barry, and then whomever. But we'll just have to wait and see. So I think I really think this is good. It's got to be the end of the road for Joe Barry. But you know, how much of an indictment do you think this is of Matt LaFleur right now?
Yeah, I mean, it is tough because you said it, like when things are going right, there's plenty of good things to say about LaFleur, but this season we've seen him and the team tested in ways that we haven't before under his tenure. So when you have a game as bad as last night on your defensive side, there really is there's no coming back from that as a defensive coordinator. That is a permanent stain on his record, and that is how LaFleur should look at it, in my opinion. There's no coming back from that. That doesn't deserve a 40th chance just because of how bad our defense has been. You know, it's definitely, it's tough, man. I don't know. I mean, clearly it's not going to do it during the season, but man, we have a lot to look at this off season.
Yeah. Things are going to have to change for sure. Individually on defense, you know, there was a lot to be desired. I just wanted this, I'm going to put this player on blast, but it's not really his fault just because of injury, but you know, it's still a fact. Unfortunately, is Isaiah McDuffie looked real rough, in run support yesterday. He is not an NFL quality starter. I considered, you know, that's obviously he wasn't prepared to play. I put that more on the coaching staff. And especially I put some of that on the lap of Brian Gutekunst, you know, with not having enough depth there. But yeah, he had a rough game yesterday.
Yeah, he finished with just three tackles. Injuries are killing us. I mean, they're killing us this year. I mean, even more so than regular, it seems. We've talked about it before on this podcast, and it's just something is going on. I don't know. So yeah, he's not a starter, but you know, I'll reiterate what you said in that, given the injuries, I don't know that we have any other options. And that's a scary, like, that's an uncomfortable place to be, right? Like as a team and as a fan, and everyone was outraged by his quote unquote injury. People are saying that he pulled because the tart from the Titans did that in week 11, the Thursday night football game that I was there. He, you know, supposedly faked an injury as well. Aaron Rodgers wasn't buying it, and a lot of the fans weren't either. And then McDuffie does the same thing. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's hard when we don't have any other option.
Yeah, get well soon, Devondre Campbell. That's all I'm going to say.
I miss you so much.
But I mean, the season's lost at this point. I mean, you're delusional if you think they're getting into the playoffs. Although we were talking in Slack today, if they win out, they have a 45% chance of making it. But I don't think they have a snowball's chance in hell. And anybody's thinking otherwise has got to be is taking crazy pills. On the offensive side of the ball, you know, we're actually going to be kind of light on the negative despite the loss again, because I think we want to start turning the page and looking ahead to the future, because there were some promising signs on this game. But somebody who is definitely not part of that, Tyler Davis. Remember back in July when, you know, the hype train about him being, oh, yeah, he's going to be the next answer tight end, you know. It was going to be, you know, as when Mercedes Lewis handed everything over, it would be Bobby Tonyan and Tyler Davis. Boy, that it was only 4 months ago, but boy, does that feel like forever. Running the wrong, I mean, when you run the wrong route, and then that leads to Aaron Rodgers throwing an interception, and you're doing this at the tail end of November, you're done. He should not be seeing another area of the football field, and I think he's going to be another prime release candidate going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have really anything else to add to that. His performance has been just abysmal, and making mistakes that he should not be making. So that about covers Davis.
Yeah, not a whole lot there. I mean, the suspects are getting at this point. There was nobody really that really was surprising as, oh, hey, you know, this guy really had a bad game. It's kind of getting to be the usual suspects at this case, but Tyler Davis did himself no favors. Only other name I was thinking about adding to this list might have been Aaron Rodgers, but it's really hard to yell at him when his thumb is borderline, you know, might not look that way on the outside, but his thumb was barely attached. But now, I mean, it's an excuse for him, but also it's not, because he didn't look good prior to that injury either. But you know, that's the only other name I was going to add to this list. But I mean, I think it's time to shut the quarterback down a little bit. Not a little bit. I think it is time to it's time to shut him down. Wave the white flag.
I'm just not there. And I know people have strong feelings about him playing through an injury. A lot of, you know, some people are mad, some people respect it. I fall more on the side of, I can understand from a competitor. He's been competing his entire life and his entire career, and he is used to playing at the highest level. And he has played through a lot of injuries in the past as well. And so I do understand where people are coming from and saying that, like, he's hurting the Packers at this point. I also understand the competitive spirit and mindset of a man who has been playing the same sport his entire life. And until that's actually something he said regarding his injury from last night too, is he wants to play until there is absolutely no chance for the Packers to go make it to the playoffs. And that's just, that is just who he is. I really think that he's, he's doing it to be, destructive to the Packers or anything like that. I don't know. I think he really believes that he's the best shot we have at making it to the playoffs, and he's not ready to give up until we have no chance. But I also think that he should heal because he's older as well. And these injuries don't heal as quickly as they do when he was 30 as opposed to almost 39. So.
Yeah, I tend to fall on the other side of that. I think if you're hurting the team at that point, I think you got to have enough wherewithal to, to step aside. But I do give him credit for trying to play through it. I do. But at some point, I think you just got to, just for his sake, because what I don't understand is, he's kept saying, oh, surgery's off the table. We never considered it. And then the report comes up from Ian Rappaport that said, oh, surgery is almost always an option here. Like, what? I mean, we have to remember Aaron Rodgers is not very trustworthy when it comes to many things, especially his own health. As I'm not gonna go into that Pandora's box, but it's something we just got to keep in mind. But I mean, I do have to give him credit for at least trying to play through it. So it is what it is. I mean, the season's a lost cause anyway. But they do still, like we said, if they win out, they do get a pretty decent odds boost if some games fall their way. So, like I said, they're playing, but they're only playing with one other. They lose one more. They're pretty much mathematically eliminated at that point. Once you hit that ninth loss, and you're going to finish no better than 8-9, I think at that point you can pack it in. But we'll see. Status up in the air. We'll talk about later is very much up in the air, but anyway, that's enough for the negative, enough sadness. Definitely some bright spots in that game, especially in terms of the future of the Packers, 2023 and beyond. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back to talk about the things that went right against the Eagles.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, guys, we are back. And we are going to kick the cheddar part of our show off with Jordan Love. Man, oh man. I mean, huge strides in his performance and his throws. He had great footwork, great timing to deliver passes in rhythm. He completed 6 of 9 passes for 113 yards and a touchdown with a passer rating of 146.8. That throw to Watson was so fantastic. I was truly, truly impressed. And I mean, if last night is any indication of his growth as a quarterback, I'm going to be honest, I'm pretty excited. And that's for the first time since we drafted him. I have not been on the, it's not that I don't like the kid. I think the kid's great. I just did not see him leading the Packers. And after last night, man, I'm actually really, really excited to continue to see him grow. I mean, of course, he's got work to do, you know, especially in the when it's not textbook plays or when, you know, when certain things happen, he can get a little frazzled, but that comes with experience. And that is something that is not really on Jordan, in my opinion. So, man, what were your thoughts when you watched it? I know you like love. What were your thoughts?
I mean, definitely mechanically, you know, and I'm going to cite back Tyler Brook put up an excellent film study piece today, Monday, on APC. And I really encourage everyone to read that because he covers a lot of throws that Love made. Some weren't even completions. And I don't think the touchdown was even actually included either. He looked much more mechanically sound, decisive. His footwork was phenomenal. I mean, the mechanical concerns that I had about him were not there. You know, and I can't help but think, are we seeing history repeat itself a bit? You know, if everybody remembers back in 07, when Brett Favre went down against Dallas in a night game. It was a Thursday night. It wasn't a Sunday night, but
almost to the day, by the way.
And then, you know, he almost brought him back against Dallas after Favre went out. I think I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse here, but we need to see more of Jordan Love. And I think he showed enough that the Packers are like, okay, we can evaluate this kid. You know, that they're not just going to be like, okay, he's done. We're going to run Rodgers and cut them both loose. Cause the way the Packers were talking and acting, I thought they were going to, you know, the 2023 starting quarterback wasn't even on the roster. That both Love and, you know, it's not going to be Love or Rodgers. It's going to be neither. But I think, you know, they got something there. Definitely running a much more LaFleur offense as well. They didn't keep, for reasons that escaped me, some of the McCarthy stuff in just to pacify Rodgers. He looked a lot more mechanically sound. And I think, you know, it's something to build on. If that's some, you know, I'd like to see him use his legs a little more. And, you know, you talked about the off schedule stuff. That will come. That's just a timing and a chemistry thing. And that will come, you know, and he's been playing with, God, probably just the practice squad players because of how beat up they've been there. He probably hasn't had a whole lot of time with the starting offensive line either. That's probably going to change this week because even if Rodgers does go, I can't foresee him going the rest of the week in terms of practice. But yeah, definitely, you know, for it, you know, to quote, you know, that to quote the movie, at first he had my curiosity, now he's got my attention.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's given me a little bit of hope, and truly, when I realized that it was almost to the day that Rodgers came back for an injured Favre, I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's kind of wild that it happened like that. And the fact that he put on a great performance, it was really cool to see. And another cool thing to see, of course, we had to mention Watson. He got his sixth touchdown of the season, which is, you know, his in three games, really. So not really even a full season at this point. From Love. Which was, yeah, it was very cool to see. He keeps getting better and better. So he caught four passes for 110 yards and got that touchdown, of course, which was a 63 yarder. which was actually the Packers' longest play of the season. Something that is so, so wild. So according to NFL Next Gen stats, Watson achieved the top speed of 20.97 miles per hour on the touchdown. That is so fast. He is, I mean, he's a bullet, man. That kid can run, and he's really, really impressing me. I'm just really excited to continue or to watch him continue to like come into his own. I really feel like he's getting the stride that we've been waiting for, that I think the Packers have seen for a while now. And now we are, as fans, starting to see it. It's really, really fun to watch.
Yeah. You know, he, once again, he had another drop in the game. So, and then he bounced back and they went right back to him. And I think they just have to continue to keep working through this. He's still a rookie, and he's a very limited rookie because of injuries he's had earlier. But it definitely was, you know, once again, he showed that promise. I mean, 20.9 miles per hour, that's right on the cusp of getting you pulled over for speeding in a school zone here in Wisconsin, to put that in perspective.
That's insane. Oh, yeah, man.
It's
blown
it's
away.
Just, the speed, the length, you can see why the Packers, he is such a specimen in terms of athleticism. You can see why the Packers fell in love with him. They just kind of have to keep working through those drops a little bit. I don't think I need to remind everyone Devontae Adams had issues like that his first 2 years, especially his second year. So definitely something the potential's there, and I think it'll get there. It's just a matter of getting more experience. It's just something they're going to have to live with this year and at least the part of next year. But, boy, we can really see, you know, love to Watson connection. I'm hoping that's the first of many. Many to come. That's the future.
Another guy I hope is in our future is AJ Dillon. The temperature drops and his star rises. He had 90 yards on just 11 touches last night. It's always, you know, he's always fun to watch, Quadzilla. He's a beast. I mean, he is really, really hard to take down. And we saw that again last night. And we haven't seen much of him in recent games. It's been very Jones heavy. So it was cool to see. And Jones, of course, had a good performance last night as well. But it was cool to see Dillon, shine a little bit brighter last night, and make those big plays for us again.
Yeah, you know, we start talking about the future. You know, there's decisions that are going to get made about a lot of people's futures. I hate to say this about Aaron Jones, but he's gonna be one of them. Especially as the Packers try to balance out their salary cap, there's going to be decisions to be made. So getting AJ Dillon going, definitely a welcome sight to see. You can see why he's such a tough player to bring down. And you know, using him as a battering ram would be a great way to sharpen for the playoffs, but since that's likely not happening, he's definitely one of those players that you like to keep around. You know, they drafted him. I think we all thought they did draft him as an Aaron Jones replacement, you know, before Jones was extended. And I still think that might be the case, but he's quite a mismatch on offense. You know, you think you got somebody like Dillon in the backfield, then you got somebody like Watson out wide. I mean, they've got some size mismatches there that are going to make things really tough for defenses going forward. But fantastic game from him last night. Definitely welcome to see as the calendar changes to December this week.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's talk about Rudy Ford. Oh man, he is he's really stepping into his own too as a Packer. And you know, he had the forced fumble that Walker recovered and then ran back for 63 yards, which just like sidebar shout out to Walker for that. I mean, he was dodging and weaving to get those yards. So that was cool to see. He doesn't make the list doesn't make the show for us this week aside from that, but that was a great, great forced fumble by Ford.
Yeah. And once again, shout out to the, we've been tough on Brian Gutekunst, but shout out to the pro personnel department, because just like Devondre Campbell a year ago, another great find. Darnell Savage turned into a pumpkin. Adrian Amos is definitely having an off year. The safety, I wish they would have waited before, camp to address, or before the season to address the safety position. That's definitely going to be high on my wish list for the draft next year. But yeah, another great find. They initially thought he was going to be more of a special teams contributor, but he's actually turned out to be quite a contributor on defense as well. And definitely a welcome sight. I think we can already pencil him onto my roster for next year, for sure.
Yeah. And another one that we can pencil in for next year, Nixon. He is it. He's it. Why did we wait so long to cut Amari and utilize Nixon? I mean, that was truly just horrible coaching. It took way too long. Nixon had 172 kickoff return yards last night. That tied him for the 10th most in Green Bay history. 172 kickoff return yards. There were some where I was like, oh my God, is he gonna go all the way? Like, he got to the 50, the half field mark or close to it a couple times. And I was in the back of my mind, I was like, Chris is gonna have to bleach his hair, man. Like, he's going all the way.
Yeah, that bet is long since off due to a career change, by the way. I hate to say this, but definitely a welcome sight. Yes, he had a lot of return yards, but at the same time, he also had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8, including the half kickoff. But I mean, still, compared to what they were getting out of that position, absolutely. Definitely a welcome change. Amari Rodgers was on that roster for way too long. And I think that release came down to, I'm just going to say, it came down to ego. Brian Goody's not ready to, doesn't like cutting his losses on his draft pick so soon, but they had no choice there. He was turning the ball over way too much. And when he was getting returns, they were going nowhere. So definitely a welcome addition to the special team stable. Better late than never, even, if the season is a lost cause, but yeah, definitely a welcome change. In that regard. So we're going to shift gears here now and look ahead to the Bears. Green Bay facing Chicago at Soldier Field this Sunday. Finally a day game for those of us that work early on Monday mornings. Definitely a welcome change. So obviously Chicago's having a rough go. Green Bay's having a rough go. If Green Bay can beat Chicago, this, I think, will at least pretty much lock up the Packers from finishing dead last in the NFC North, which, oh boy, is that a participation trophy if I've ever seen one for the year. But at least, sweeping Chicago is always good. That's beating your arch rivals. That's not much of a feather in the cap of the season, but it's something. So obviously the first big question the Packers are going to have to look at is who's going to start at quarterback. I think it's too early to tell right now. Early, very, 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 very early indications. I think it might be Jordan Love, especially given the Packers' playoff positions that, the thumb, fine, but I don't think you can mess around with ribs or an oblique injury with Rodgers that I don't think you want to subject him to any additional injury. You really can't screw around with that. So the big question is going to be who's starting. And if that's the case, if it is Jordan Love, Chicago's defense is definitely not great. So this will be a good opportunity for Jordan Love if he's the one to start.
The word right now, as we're recording, is according to LaFleur, if Rodgers gets cleared by the medical staff, then he will be the starter. So it's really a matter of if he's going to be cleared, which we do have a couple days before, you know, they can make that determination. I really don't want to see him. I mean, the last thing that anyone wants is for Rodgers to go out and play and then get injured to a point where it's season ending. It's too risky, and it's just, no one wants that. So I don't know. I mean, I would be okay if Love started, just because I really don't think that Rodgers should be out, you know, right away. Again, I'm not a doctor and I'm not working on him, so I have no idea. I'm just going off what I know from a distance. But yeah, the last thing we need is for him to get a season ending injury or to have him get hurt more. So I would be okay with Love starting.
Yeah, the Packers medical staff is notoriously, some will say conservative, but Doc McKenzie is one of the best in the business. He's actually done a surgery on one of my relatives. So, I mean, just a phenomenal doctor. But they're not making the playoffs. So I think, you know, they got to weigh risk versus reward. If it ends up being a borderline thing, I think they got to definitely at least err on the side of caution. Moving on to then the defensive side of the ball for Green Bay, Justin Fields, after seeing what Jalen Hurts did to the Packers on Sunday night, I can't imagine that they're going to have any luck stopping Justin Fields. You know, Chicago's deploying him a lot differently than they did in week two. They're using him probably much more as a running back, running the ball as they probably should, you know, in terms of wear and tear. But after Jalen Hurts ran crazy against the Packers, does anyone think, you know, Green Bay can stop him? I have zero confidence in their ability to slow him down. And that's the only thing that gives me pause on this game, is that Fields is going to run wild once again against this Green Bay defense.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, after last night's performance by Joe Barry's defense, I have no expectation and no real hope for anything good to come out of our defense for the remaining, like the rest of the season. So long as Barry is at the helm, I mean, we'll see, but no matter who we play, we're it's just a different season this season. And yeah, anything is possible. I mean, the Lions beat us, so the Bears could very well beat us.
Yeah, it's, you know, we got to stop looking at the view. The Packers are not a contender. You know, we got to make that adjustment to stop, you know, the Green Bay, the NFC North is trash this year outside of the Vikings. So it's, you know, it is what it is. And I don't know how this game's going to go. I would love for it to be, you know, to see if Jordan Love does start, I would love nothing more than to see him inherit a stake of the ownership of the Bears that Aaron Rodgers has had throughout his career. I would love nothing more to kind of have a breakout performance. Really, that's kind of where we're all at now, is we want teases for the future going forward. But
and also Bears, you know, fans will be relentless if they beat us. So I really hope, for the sake of every Packer fan out there, that we can pull off a win, because if not, all the Bears fans that we have in our lives, or on social media or, you know, whatever, they'll jump at the opportunity to just rub it in our faces forever. So I'm really hoping that we can get that W.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we can hope for on a week by week basis at this point is just get the win. I mean, the playoffs are a pipe dream. So let's just focus on a week to week win. And this season can come to a merciful end here in about a month and a half. So that will do it for us this week. We will check in with you guys next week. After this week against the Bears, the Packers finally have their bye week. So we will have a show next week, probably not during the bye week, but we will at least definitely have a show for you next week. And hopefully we'll be breaking down yet another win over the Bears. So until then, thank you everybody for listening. Keep it on Acme Packing Company for all your Packers podcast needs, and go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go, and the Bears still suck. See you guys next week.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything. And now everything is data, which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.